as we are running a little bit late, a little bit behind schedule, and I do want to start, I want to start Chelek Gimel as soon as possible. I would like to bli neder again. We've done the previous, I don't know, 5 years, or however long, we always did in the summer holidays, for 2 weeks, I think it generally was. I recorded the shiurim in advance, and then they were uploaded prior to the holidays, and then they are available, so we don't fall behind of the holidays. So 2 weeks worth of shiurim, they are normally uploaded before the holidays. So I'm going to attempt to do that again if that works for everybody, instead of catching up and falling behind a few weeks in Elul. I don't think it's worth it. Does that work for everyone? Yeah. Okay, so blinit, I'm not committing, but I'll blinit, I'll try once again to do it. Good. What I do think as well, having that punkt, the last simon, which is Reish Mem, maybe we'll do that in a different form, we'll see. But maybe we'll do that slightly different, but just in order to catch up. Okay, Rabbi said we are up to simon Reish Lamed Gimel. We're up to Seif Beis. We covered this very significant amount in terms of this. The Zmanim of the Filas Mincha. And I think we covered that. The Machlok is Rebbe Yehuda and Chachamim. We're now ready for Seif Beis. And Seif Beis tells us the following, which is bottom line of page 294. State azoy. Im yesh leimayim. Okay, we know there's an obligation of washing hands prior to a tefillah. This applies similarly also not only to shachris, but also to a mincha as well. You should wash your hands. Because one of the reasons, like we find the kohanim, kiyoir, they wash their hands before shachris. The same applies also in terms of mincha. You should wash your hands. Im yesh leimayim, if you've got water, Shulchan Aruch says. If you have got water, you must wash your hands. If there is water available, and you've got access to water, you should wash your hands before mincha. In order to daven, although you may not think that it's particularly dirty, your hands, or even you don't particularly think there's any reason to wash your hands, but nevertheless, if you've got water available, you should wash your hands. Do not attempt to make a bracha. You should just wash your hands. Ein le'el, tzim and tzadik beis, siv hei. V'hine, ve'afilu oimeid melimud, ve'afilu oimeid melimud, yitl yodav le'tfila. Now, even if you're in middle of learning, and you certainly think that there's no reason to wash hands, nevertheless, yes, from learning to davening, you should wash your hands. V'im ein lo'imayim mezumonim, but however, if you've got no water available, hein tzoch le'tol, you don't need to wash your hands. If there's no water available, there's no reason not to daven if you haven't got water. You should still wash your hands if you have water. If you don't have water, you should still daven without washing your hands. And Mishnah Berurah adds, and that's very important, if cotton chaf. If you haven't got water, nevertheless, what you should do is you should wash your hands, you should rub your hand in something which brushes off the potential dirt. Then you should do that at the very least. So if you can't wash your hands with water, at least clean them in any other form if possible. Mishnah Berurah does say that's only if you don't know any particular reason to wash your hands. But if you know they are dirty, then certainly you have to wash your hands if you know that they are dirty. Yeah.
If you're running late and there's a minion already started, and this is going to be your opportunity to double with a minion, and the difference between, say, making Shmonesra with the tzibur or being late, is it better to be on time and not wash your hands, or to wash your hands and be late?
No, the answer clearly is you should not wash your hands, and you should do it as the Mishnah Berurah says, Alo yinake yodo b'chol mitzvah minake, which takes a second. But it will not override the chiyuv of tefillah b'tzibur. Now, what happens if you washed your hands? For instance, an example will be, let's say you washed your hands a few minutes before that, and you were showing me hands. You know you kept your hands clean. You didn't touch your shoes. You didn't touch any part of your body which is normally covered. You didn't touch anything particularly dirty. You looked after your hands. But it was a good few minutes before you davened. Do you still need to wash your hands or not? Don't need to?
Says the Mishnah
Berurah, that's right. Mishnah Berurah says, Zion teaches us, that Af Pishenu Yudia, Vim not Aliotum with Philas Mincha, if you wash your hands for Tfilas Mincha or in preparation for Tfilas Mincha, and you didn't take your mind away from guarding your hands. You kept your hands clean and you won't have to wash your hands. So this is slightly different. I'm misquoting this a little bit. You don't have to if you washed your hands for Mincha and you look after the hands, even if there was an interruption between Mincha and Ma'ariv, you will not need to wash your hands again for Ma'ariv. Say it is 20 minutes in between, or whatever it may be, but you know clearly that you looked after your hands in that in-between period, in interim, you won't have to wash your hands again for Ma'ariv. But the same halacha will apply whenever you know you looked after your hands, and you know they didn't get dirty, didn't touch anything which required new netila. That's fine, it's fine, you don't have to wash again. So, I'll tell you why it's very relevant. If somebody washes their hands just before he comes to shul, which many didn't do, let's say they tie the shul, they wash their hands after that, and they're on the way to shul, and they know they're coming to shul, and they know for sure that they look after their hands, the halach will be what? If you know you looked after your hands, you don't have to wash your hands again. Halacha. You don't have to wash your hands again. Or let's say you were excused, and you washed your hands, you don't have to, and that's 5 minutes earlier, and you know looked after your hands, you don't have to wash your hands again. It's not like a Kabbalah, pardon?
You washed without keli first?
No, you should do with the keli. You should do with the keli, yeah. Yeah. Yes. Very good question. So, the halacha, you don't, because it's al nekiyas, you don't actually need three times. There is, however, again, we learned in Siman Dalet that there is a Kabbalah, some say that if you go out of a Beis HaKis, you need three times. But never mind, if it's not al that. You don't really need three times. Yeah. Yes. No. If it's the tzurich tefillah, that's sufficient. You don't have to specify mincha, ma'ariv, musaf, or ne'ilah. Yeah. Okay. That's an important halacha. We are now ready for simen resh lamed dalet, a slightly uncommon shaila. So we learned yesterday something. There's a concept called mincha gedola, mincha ketana. Mincha gedola is, we learned yesterday, is when?
Half
an hour after chatzos. In this particular scenario, it's 12:30 p.m. And that is mincha gedola. When is mincha ketana in this particular chart? 3:30, yeah. So, which is Teshuva Mechtzah, 9.5 hours. Now, this Yid now is slightly uncommon case. A Yid wants to have a Mincha Ketana and Mincha Gedola. So, in other words, he wants to do two Minchas. Did you ever want to daven two Minchas? Spare time? Yeah? Do you want to do them? So, this is the case we're talking about. A person who wants to daven twice, not by mistake, he wants to daven twice. A person wants to daven Mincha Gedola. And a mincha ketana. Any problem with that? Oh, ein roi lo lispal rishus elo agdol. First of all, which one do you need to prioritize? If you want to daven two, you should have mincha gedola. That's the one you should prioritize. That's the one you should prioritize. Mincha gedola. Ve'im yispal agdol choiva. But if you want to daven the mincha gedola choiva, if you daven it choiva, lo yispal aktana kim rishus. So. First of all, what you need to get your facts straight is that the main obligation is mincha gedola. That's the one, is the obligation, the obligatory mincha, is mincha gedola. What are you going to do about mincha ketana? Well, that is going to be a reshus. That's going to be a voluntary tefillah. It's not obligation. It's not chayva. It's a reshus. You get out later as a reshus. But ein roi leispal tefillah as a reshus, but it's inappropriate and it's not recommended practice to daven mincha, a second mincha, in voluntary manner. It's not recommended. Elohim kein magge be'atzma, unless you know very much about yourself, shu zoye, that you are careful, ve'zoris, and particularly careful, ve'omid be'daitoy, and strong-willed, lechaven be'tfilosoy, to have kavona in his mind, meroish, from the beginning, ve'ad, until, soif, at the end, peloy yeshachadas. It's a person, you want to daven a second mincha? 3:30, you want to daven a second mincha? Okay, we don't recommend it. You're allowed to. you're allowed to. Really should keep the mincha gedola, the main one. That's the first one. That's the main one. If you want to do a second one, okay, fine. Go for it. As long as it's reshus. And you should know that's only permitted if you are confident you can have proper kavanah from beginning to end. Can anybody commit to that nowadays? From beginning to end, kavanah? Omid bedaitoi. It's quite a challenge.
The first one,
second. First one is chayva anyway. That we don't ask him. We don't. Pardon? It's only as reshus. This requirement is only by tefillas reshus, because by tefillas chayva he has to have one anyway, even if his kavanah is going to be. If a person wants to have two marivs, yeah. I want to just add, yeah. No, so we're learning now. This is you're right. That's the question. The starting point is that how can you add additional tefillahs to something which is not established? The answer is yes. There is a concept of tefillahs reshus. You can daven a voluntary tefillah to praise and thank and daven to Ribbono Shel Olam a second voluntary time. You can do that. There is room for that. Only, however, if you know you're going to daven with kavona, otherwise it's brachas in vain. But if you are not going to have great kavonas, korinon bay, we call this lomali roiv sifchechem posuk. Is it near me, this posuk? Where's this posuk? I think it's near me. Lomali roiv sifchechem, why the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, why do I need all these zvachim and these kavonas? Why do I need all those fillers? It's no point. Because what really matters is what? What really matters is what? Kavona! Doesn't matter, you can daven 100 times, it's no point as long as you've got kavona. So voluntary tefillah is only welcome if you've got kavona. Otherwise, we say lo mori rov sifcheichem. Now, I want to just add something, just in line, it's very interesting that Pshem Zalman, it was once asked by his grandson. I heard this from his grandson himself. I used to have Shaykh as one of the Pshem Zalman's grandchildren. I used to be very, very good with him. So he told me that his grandfather used to have a certain amount of Shemoneh Esrei. It wasn't particularly long throughout his whole life. It wasn't particularly long Shemoneh Esrei. He was normal. Was not particularly extremely long. Was not like the. It was like between my eyes, 1 hour Shemoneh Esrei every day. He wasn't, and he did. However, when he became older, his Shemoneh Esrei took longer. It took longer. So he was asked by his grandson, Sir Pshem Zalman, why is it that now in your old age your Shemoneh Esrei is longer? Why is he getting longer? So Pshem Zalman, the Posek Adoy, then replied in absolute tmimus, and for me we learn so much from that story. He said, I'll tell you why. He said that because it takes me longer to have kavon on every single word. When my mind is not as sharp as it used to be. When I was young, I used to have quick kavon, it's one after every day, every word, I had the concise and precise in kavona perish amelim on every word. Now that I'm older, my mind is not so sharp anymore, and that's why it takes me a bit longer to have kavona on every word, and that's why my Shemoneh Esrei is longer. It's quite a story. So, but if you can't commit to that kind of level of kavona, then it's going to be lomali roiv sifcheichem. What's the point of davening if you anyway don't have kavona? Hey loima ashrei shekoyed mincha lekshesh mini beis haknesses. Do not say ashrei before there's a minion in shul. If there's no minion, don't start ashrei. Kadesh yom gula v'kadesh lifnit filas mincha. Because the kadesh, which we know kadesh needs a minion, obviously, the kadesh is following the ashrei, and it doesn't make sense to have a kadesh, which following an ashrei without a minion. So ashrei needs a minion. I don't know if people are makbid on that, but it does need a minion. Yeah. Yeah, this is not a chiyuv on a person, this is a chiyuv on the shul, on the shliach tzibur. This is not an individual requirement. This is on the kaddish. It's an obligation on the kaddish, not on the individual.
So you're saying that an individual, if he came to shul early for mincha, could he start ashrei?
Yeah, and if it does come late and he can't manage ashrei.
And they haven't started yet, this is.
Yeah, he can start ashrei. He can start, there's no problem. But I'm just, the point is that if he starts ashrei, there's only 3 yidin, and then they all come just for Kaddish, you've got a problem. Because the Kaddish is being said on Asher, which was without a minyan. That's what the Gemara is teaching us over here. That you need Kadesh Yoimru all of our Kadesh Shelifnei Tfilas HaMincha. So much so that if there was no minyan at all for Asher, and the Shliach Tzibur had finished off Asher, and I want to say Kaddish, and it's still not a minyan, and now the minyan comes, Mishnah Berurah says, "Ve'imomru b'loy minyan achkach bo minyan yoimru mizmar echod achkach yoimru Kaddish." They should now say mizmar ledoved, or they should say another mizmar, another capital Tehillim, because you need with a minyan so that Kaddish can be said. Kaddish can only be said if there was a minyan before that. Some write, some early Mekoyer is right, one should say Korban Pashas Tomit before Asher, Shetfilas Mincha. This is a minik that some have to say Pashas Tomit. Mishnah Berurah and Sifkot and Vav tells is also a minik to say it is proper and good to say Pitum Aktores. But that's only if you don't miss Mincha because of that. Neged Tomit Shel Ben Abayim, V'minik Yofit is right minik. So this is a nice minik to say Pashas Tomit. It's unlike by Shachis, where it's a requirement. It's a minig yofet to do so, but and similarly also Pitum Aktores is nice to say that. Pardon? Why? Some people do. I think Chassidim are very well, very good about this. Some have not established it. I think that what's the reason why some people don't know Makbit?
Probably
Namely Rav Zichron. See, base. Im shachach v'lo yispal mincha. What happens if a yid chas v'shalom forgot to have mincha? Imagine in the winter. What happened? You forgot to have mincha. You're so busy, you just forgot. Says Shulchan Aruch, Im shachach, if you forgot, v'lo yispal mincha, ha mincha was not daven, mispal ar v'shtayim, it daven two ma'arifs. V'oime, ashrei, you say ashrei, kodim tefillah, before davening, shita shlumin tefillas mincha. So before the shmoneh eser, b'shem mincha. So what you do, you daven ma'arif, and after ma'arif, you daven shmoneh eser of mincha, as it were, and that needs to be said with an ashrei.
So you say ashrei before you do the second?
Yeah.
So you daven the
Yeah.
Then you
say Asher, and then you say Shmoneh Esrei.
Did you do Aleinu before?
Oh, about Aleinu, I suppose, yeah.
Asher
before, yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Sifkot and Zayin, Kodim Asher, Tazim Ugnavom, Kosvu Loim, Acha Asher, Havalein Amin Ekein. So Kosvu Atur, say the Tefillas Mincha. Now here comes the Torah saying, what's the general order of mincha. Oime Asher, you start with Asher. Kaddish, umispal shmoneh esrei. You say Asher, Kaddish shmoneh esrei. For shliach tzibur, and then the shliach tzibur. The shliach tzibur goes over shmoneh esrei. Kmo b'shachis lak b'shachis. For noif nal pneyem. Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention anything about tachanun, but yes, tachanun is to be said. Voim v'nachnu lo neida. Voim kaddish shalom. And then kaddish, the full kaddish is said after that. Of course, we are poiskim. Then we spell mincha somuch lechashecha. What happens if mincha is said just before shkia? Nim shuchamir as avinu malkeinu ishar etachnun machat tefila shachsher. Ein lo mekadosh diskabel. Shat tefila is a biyim acher. Havel imer shat tefila atzma nim shuchabalaylo ein mekadosh diskabel. Havel said this is a very important halacha. If mincha was slept and it was delayed, it happens. Shouldn't happen, but it does happen. Mishnah Berurah is telling us over here now. You say Chazos Hashatz, and now it ends up being after Shkia. I mean, it says after Chashecha, but we're going to apply it for Shkia. So it says now, if it is after Shkia, Ein Loi Meta Kaddish Tiskabel. You can't say Kaddish Tiskabel on something which happened before that. Don't say Kaddish Tiskabel. Ein Loi Meta Kaddish Tiskabel, Shetfila Oysa B'Yimacher. Don't say Kaddish Tiskabel on... Don't say Kaddish on a mincha which was said before Shkia. It's a different day. You can't. However, if it was so late and so bad that even the Shemoneh Esrei was said after Shkia, then you can assume that the Kaddish goes together on the same day than the Shemoneh Esrei, and then you can say Kaddish is Kabbal. In other words, if you finish Shemoneh Esrei just by Shkia, don't say Kaddish is Kabbal on that, because it might be a different day. Now, he speaks about Chashecha, but I think that's what he means over here, that he's talking about Shkia. And maybe you can schlep it that it's talking about 30 minutes after Shkia, which is the Ben at the. But Mistomi means that. So, and therefore you shouldn't be Kaddish Iskabal after that. Mishabu doesn't mention one little subtle difference between Shachas and Mincha in terms of Shemoneh Esrei. What's the subtle difference between Shachas and Mincha by Shemoneh Esrei? To where we start? That's right. We do Hashem Sfosai Tiftach. Instead by Shachas. And by Mincha, we start saying. Kishem. So what happens if a person made a mistake? If you said Hashem Sfosai Tiftach by Mincha, what do you do then? What do you do?
Just continue.
Or you could do, a poet can say, it doesn't matter. If Hashem Sfosai Tiftach by Mincha, you should continue and then say, Kishem. That's fine as well. The old is not Ma'akev.
Not
all Sfilim have got it?
I think if you look at the new one.
They don't have it? They don't have it. He says both. Right. Yeah. Meaning, no. You mean that? What are you referring to? If it's a. No, then it's too late. Yeah. Yes. If it's up to the time,
yeah.
Well, it's too late then to do anything, I suppose. Yes? We'll get to that, Mitzvah. We'll get to that. We're going to get to the Chesmael now. Yeah. We'll get to that, Mitzvah. Okay. We learned tonight about the requirement of washing hands, if possible. If hands were washed without the Chadas, you don't need to wash your hands again. We learned that Mincha, if somebody wants to have Mincha Ketana, Mincha Gdoila, he should pick the Mincha Gdoila and daven Mincha Ketana Bereshus if he dafka wants, only if he knows that he's going to have great Kavona. We learned that Ashrei is to be set with a minion if you want to have a Kaddish after that. A Kaddish needs to be set on a minion. And we learned also that if a person forgot to say Mincha, he can't daven Maariv twice. Hilchas Kiyashma Shel Avos will be followed tomorrow by Hashem.